See, when we use the word peak, naturally you want to go mountain climbing, that means you want to do something others cannot do. Not necessary, because the peak is not in what you're doing outside, the peak is in the way you experience it, isn't it? Somebody can do something very small with very profound experience. Somebody can be doing big things without any sensitivity to what's happening around them. So essentially, what you're looking for, just look at this as yourself as a life. Right now you become so many social entities, you may be lost in that, but actually you're alive. Most people realize they're alive only when they're threatened with death. Till then, they're something else. They become so many other things. No, 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 no matter what work you're doing here, you're just a piece of life, isn't it? It is a fortune that certain things happen through us, which will impact many other lives, wonderful. But still, this is a life, only if this life functions in its best possible way, everything else will happen. Best possible way means what? Is this very clear that you're not taking your own apartment when you go, I mean, when you die and leave? You're not taking... They tell me you're creating very nice apartments. You're not going to take it, right? Your own accommodations you can't carry, you know that. So obviously, the only thing that is left here is the profoundness of your experience, isn't it? How profound is your experience? To make our life profound, somebody says, if you have education, you can do this. Well, everybody went to the university, I didn't. Somebody said, if you have money, you can do it. Everybody ran after it. Somebody said, if you can get married, it'll happen. Everybody got married. Somebody said, if you have children, then it'll happen. Everybody did that. Somebody said, this is not it, you must get power in the world. So people ran after that. Essentially, what should happen inside, you're trying to cause from outside. What should actually happen within you, you're trying to cause it from outside. Yes, it is possible, sometimes it can be stimulated from outside, but it has to happen within you. All human experience comes from within you, is that so? Your joy and misery, pain and pleasure, anything and anything, agony and ecstasy can only happen from within you. The question is only, your joy, your peace, your love, your ecstasy, is it on push start or is it on self start? I'm talking about upgrading technologies. There was a time in 1950s or 1950s, if you bought a car, you needed two people to help you in the morning because it's a push start. If you got one in early 60s, it's a crank start, you need one person to help. Today all our cars are self-start, right? Technological upgradation. Things which are most vital to you, the profoundness of your experience, the pleasantness of your experience here, but right now it's all on push start. If you have to be happy, how many people we have to fix in this world? If you if you have to be peaceful, we have to fix the entire world. So there is an endless amount of conditions for your experience to be in a certain way. And in pursuit of human well-being, we've turned the world upside down, we've ripped the planet apart, but still we are not the most joyful generation. We are definitely the most comfortable generation ever. Never before another generation of people have enjoyed these kind of conveniences and comforts as you and me are enjoying right now, isn't it so? Never before. But can we say with all these comforts we are the most joyful generation? No, not true. I'm not saying we are more miserable, but definitely we are not the most joyful. Are we peaceful? No. Are we loving? No. So our experience of life is still like how the caveman's experience was. Same anxiety, that guy was worried, where's my food? You are worried, where is my next apartment? Endlessly, you think it's different, it's not different. It's rudimentary, isn't it? Hello? The idea of organizing our survival process, the way we have organized is, we need not be concerned about it, isn't it so? Hello? You open the tap, water comes. Don't think it's small, it's a small thing. Just 100 years ago, water means you had to go to the river. with a pot on your head. So today, all this convenience that we did, why? Because we don't have to concern ourselves with daily survival. Everything is organized. Now we believed if all these things are organized, we will sit here blissed out. Well, that's not happened. It's not happened simply because we have not taken charge of this. So peak of human life does not mean you climbed Mount Everest. I have gone up Everest, you know that? You didn't know. Somebody went up there and took a photograph with my picture in his hand. So I believe I've been there.
It's much safer. It's much safer.
More sensible too. Because this guy who went there, took a picture with my picture in his hands, came down and said, "Sadhguru, of 12 people that we started out, only 2 of us made it to the top. And I took the picture and I came down. We were there just about 40 seconds, right on the top, because winds were picking up speed. We had to come down. Only 40 seconds, I looked around and I couldn't see a thing. And I came down. Now I'm wondering, why did I do it?" Because you wanted to know the peak of suffering. It's not a simple physical challenge. Climbing Everest is not a simple physical challenge. I'm not saying you should not climb. All I'm saying is, the peak can only happen within you. It will not happen outside of you. So, if the peak and the valley and the very bottom can only happen within you, people can sit in a palace and be depressed like they're at the pit of their life, isn't it so? Hello? So similarly, if that is possible, you can sit on the street and be on the peak. You're paying too much attention to everything around you, not enough attention to this one. But the quality of your life is essentially determined by how you carry this one. Yes or no? This moment, what kind of clothes you're wearing, what kind of car you parked outside, what kind of home you live in does not determine the quality of your life. This moment, how joyful are you feeling within yourself determines the quality of your life, isn't it so? Nothing has been done about it. You think it'll happen in consequence and you're setting impossible goals for your happiness. If I have to be happy, my wife should be like this, my husband should be like that, my children should be like this, the world should become some other way. Well, these are impossible conditions you're setting for your happiness and peacefulness. Now that you have compromised yourself to peace, why I'm saying compromise yourself to peace is because a lot of people have given up aspirations for being ecstatic or blissful. If I'm just peaceful, it's enough. Even the so-called spiritual leaders are going about and saying peace is the highest goal in your life. Peace is not the highest goal in your life. If you want to enjoy your lunch today, you must be peaceful. Yes or no? If you're not even peaceful, there is nothing in your life that you can do in a worthwhile way. To be peaceful essentially means this, that you're not messing your mind. To be peaceful means that your system is at ease. You know how to conduct your mind, you know how to conduct your emotions, your body and your energies. You are peaceful. It is not a rocket technology. It is the most basic thing. You have a dog at home, you give him his food, he sits peacefully. Maybe not ecstatic, but peacefully. Many times they're ecstatic also. Yes? If your dog is able to sit peacefully, oh, he doesn't have to run my industry. That's not the point, he's got his own stuff going. See, it has nothing to do with the external activity that you're doing. It's got something to do with the internal systems as to how they're functioning. Essentially, it means either neither your body, nor your mind, nor your chemistry, nor your emotions, nor your energy are taking instructions from you. They're doing their own thing. Once your machine is not in your control, being peaceful is impossible. I'll tell you, you get into your car and now you go there and you want to turn this way. You do this to the steering, it goes this way. Can you peacefully drive this car? Can you? No, anxiety is natural, isn't it? This is what has happened to your vehicle. It's out of control. You've never done anything to find out where the steering wheel is, first of all. This is not that simple as a car, this is a super computer. Now the problem is most people have not even bothered to find the keyboard. They think if they do this, somehow it'll work. When you're given such a highly sophisticated machine, if you do not conduct it properly, it will cause many problems to you. By accident it's working. I want you to know this, this is made this way. If you hold your hands like this, it'll breathe one way. If you just turn it around, the very way you breathe, the breathing pattern itself changes in your lungs. You can try it if you want when you have the time. This way, this way. I'm saying everything that you do, fundamental changes are happening in this machine because it's such a sophisticated machine. It's more than a touch screen. If you just wish it, it will happen. When you have such a sensitive and sophisticated machine and you are operating like a blacksmith, then being peaceful seems to be difficult. Peace is not the highest goal in your life, it is the most fundamental requirement. Don't ever set peace as the highest goal. If you do that, you'll only rest in peace. You must see, to be peaceful is the first thing in your life, isn't it? If you want to do anything sensibly in your life, if you want to conduct any situation in your life sensibly, to be peaceful and happy is fundamental. Anger happens to us, resentment happens to us. No, these things we are creating. We have the power to emote. We can make it love, we can make it joy, we can make it ecstasy, but people have chosen to make it tension, anger, resentment, hatred, they've turned it that way. Now they will claim this is because life has been unfair to me. Life has not been fair to anybody. Life is simply rolling, it's for you to learn to ride it. Sometimes we are in uncomfortable situations, sometimes we are in comfortable situations. Sometimes we are in situations where we know exactly what to do, and sometimes we are in situations where we don't know what to do. Sometimes somebody else is controlling the situation, sometimes you are controlling the situation. This is how life is. If you are constantly stepping into unfamiliar situations in your life, that means you are growing at a rapid pace. If you are in constantly in comfortable situations, that means you are a stagnant life. So if you look for comfort, if you look for a comfort zone, because the moment your thoughts and emotions are going to torment you with external stimulant, external stimulation that happens, what will you choose? You will choose a comfort zone. This means you will limit your life. So the moment somebody can cause you pain or suffering, this means unknowingly you will make the very scope of your life very limited. Only when a person loses this fear of suffering, that no matter what happens, this is how I will be. If this assurance comes to you, then you walk full stride, because whatever happens in the life around you, it will not really make you suffer. Once you are free from suffering, only when you're free from suffering, when you're free from the fear of suffering, that is when you will explore your life in full depth and dimension. Let one human being honestly say, when you are with your most loving parents, however doting and wonderful they were to you, that you never felt this is not where you want to be. That is a dishonest human being, because love gets tedious. Somebody's fondness gets very tedious, comfort gets tedious, because the nature of life is it wants to constantly expand. If there is no room for expansion, it doesn't matter you are kept in a whatever, I won't use because everybody uses the word golden palace. I think golden palace is totally anesthetic in my visual perception. I hate golden palace. But whatever is the most wonderful palace, or as you say, Shangri-La, whatever, it'll get tedious. All the heaven-bound people, they don't know how bored they will be within 3 days in that place of goodness. So I'm saying it doesn't matter. It's not because there's something wrong with your parents. They may be most wonderful people, but the very nature of a human being is such Only if you are a pet animal, if you have reduced yourself to that, you are just happy with the meals that you're getting and somebody is fondling you once in a way and you're happy with that. For that you must be a pet animal, you should not be born as a human being. Once you're born as a human being, it is natural wanting to break barriers. So when you're young as a child or a teenager, you think barriers means they're all physical. Before you understand, the barriers are not really physical. Whether you build your own house or you live in your parents' house or you live in a slave master's house, the house and walls are not the barrier. It is all within us. Before you realize that, or how soon you realize that, will lead to either transformation or frustration. I would say there's literally no human being who is not confronted with a thought and an emotion like that, but they manage to brush it aside. It doesn't bother them enough. The pain of not knowing doesn't tear them, that's the whole problem. They come to terms with ignorance, they make a deal with ignorance. They will build relationships where everybody will confirm this is the best way to live. Of comfort, companionship, love, affection. These are all things you're seeking. I know a whole lot of people have raised human emotions to heavens. If you say love, they say divine love. If you say joy, they say divine joy. If you say bliss, they say divine bliss. You don't need any God's help to be joyful, loving, peaceful. As a human being, you're endowed with these qualities. So all those who deprived themselves of that, they either seek God or they settle for a dog. Yeah, usually. Because they want a unconditional love, this is a demand. Because the nature of love is such that it's like a flower, if you don't watch it for 2 minutes, it'll fall. It'll wither and fall right there. Either you want to let it fall, or you have to nourish it every moment, or you have to concretize it. That means you take a picture and keep it on your phone screen, or you institutionalize it with marriage or this or that. So essentially, well, I'm not against any institution because institutions are needed in the world to operate, otherwise there'll be chaos. That is a different thing. But you cannot institutionalize joy or peace like right now we think United Nations is the institution for peace. No, no, you cannot institutionalize peace. You cannot institutionalize joy, you cannot institutionalize love or anything for that matter. Institutions are functional instruments in a given society. I have utmost respect for them because without it, people, a whole lot of people wouldn't know how to live. You need institutions, there is a government, there is a democratic process, there are a variety of things, all right, there are courts, there are parliaments. Well, 90% of the time some nonsense may be happening there, but still these institutions are important because without that there will be total chaos. So I'm not talking against institutions, but institutionalizing things that happen within a human being is a silly effort.
How do I enhance my competence? See, let's say you want to run on the field, let's say you want to run a race, you want to run 100 meters. It is not running that you have to work on right now, you have to work on your legs and lungs and muscle and everything, isn't it so? So, if you want to become a great engineer, yes, definitely an institute like this is crucial on one level. But any number of people might have come here and gone, not all of them became great engineers, though they might have produced hundreds of great engineers, still not all of them will become, simply because of their own individual attitudes and competence and whatever else, isn't it? So, whatever the institute can do for you, it is doing. One foremost thing that you need to do is to enhance your own physical and mental capabilities. Because if you want to be a good engineer, you need a working brain. Just having a degree of engineering can, it may be a passport to a job, but it is not a passport to success, isn't it? So to have a working brain, which the engineering degree will not freeze, usually lots of degrees, when people acquire degrees, they freeze their brains. They think they can, now they have finished using it and now they can rest it for the rest of their lives. It is not so. This is only to enhance your capability. This is just an organized effort. A school, a college, an institute is just an organized effort towards that, because each individual cannot craft it for himself. That is why an institution. Otherwise, an institution has no other purpose. It is here to just organize that possibility of you striving to be of a certain competence. But that is a mass application. But as an individual, your most important thing is you as a human being, you are functioning at the fullest level. If that has to happen, there are other dimensions which one needs to explore. Unfortunately, though these sciences and technologies for inner well-being have been the mainstay of this culture for thousands of years, today we are largely losing it for various reasons, because we want to imitate somebody else. We don't want to imitate our grandfather Topiwala anymore. We want to imitate the hat seller from another country. Because of that, we are losing those things, but we should not. We have to bring it back into our lives. This is very much a part of the way the culture itself is structured, that it is all about the human being. See, this is the only culture which talks about, which even an illiterate person in this culture is aware of, that you can actually evolve to another dimension of existence. Even if I go into a village and talk to an illiterate peasant who has not read anything, who doesn't know anything, who has not heard any of this stuff, even to him if I go, he will not ask me, give me a golden horse or something, he'll say, "Enakku mukti venum swami." He's saying he wants ultimate liberation. Where did this fellow get this? Nowhere else on the planet this is possible. Nowhere else on this planet is it possible that an illiterate person is thinking that he can break his present dimension of existence and go to another place, whatever that place is. So, this was bred into our culture so deep, we should not lose it. It was not just the idea, there are technologies to become free. If you became free from the process of your body and the process of your mind, if you can sit outside of it and work it, you would work it brilliantly, do you understand? You would be able to use this body and use this mind only when you are able to not treat it as myself. These are powerful instruments in your life. These instruments can be employed the way you want it, only when you have an outside access to it.
We are a social animal. We human beings, social animal. And particularly in modern time, the reality, economy, environment, and many things heavily interdependent. That's the reality. Unlike, I think, past sort of as the ancient time. Ancient time more or less independent, self-sufficient. They say not depend, your interest or your future not depend on other. Now, completely change. So, even from this selfish viewpoint, you have to take care about others' well-being. You just think yourself, the blind selfish. Think yourself, forget other. Or worst thing, exploit other, cheating other, bully other. Ultimately, you suffer. Through these mischievous way, you may gain some temporary sort of benefit, but in deep inside, you feel uncomfortable. Then eventually, you truly become a lonely person. Nobody loves you. Nobody respects you. If you take care of other, as a human brother, sisters, sincerely, seriously, then everybody become your friend. So, when you have truly trusted friend there, if you need something, you can ask them. If you becoming friendless or lonely person, And when you're really facing some problems, nobody you can share. So ultimately we are social animal. So even other animal, no law, no education, no religion, but you see, they have some kind of sort of feeling. Their own individual survival depend on rest of the community or herds. So they work together. I am one of the individual out of 7 billion human being. If human being, rest of the human being, happy, peaceful, I get maximum benefit. The rest of the world get trouble. How can I escape from that? And with that feeling, when I meet people, one person, or 10 people, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, I always consider them as my brothers, sisters. That brings me in mental level completely relaxed. If I feel I'm something different from them, then some nervousness, some anxiety may develop. So once your own way of thinking open, reach out to them as a close friend, that tremendous sort of benefit is on mind. Then others also feel, no longer feel stranger. Another human, brothers, like that. So that I think we really, nowadays, we really need that. So through that way, awareness. Then from children, I think youngsters, I think they know. They, just one child remain lonely, may cry and play with other children, feel very happy. So that's the human nature. So sometimes we grown up, then we always calculate, if I make friendship with that, how much I get some benefit. Or make friendship, then I can exploit or something. Then genuine basis of friendship no longer there, destroyed. Basis of genuine friendship is trust. Trust depend on openness, like that. So through these things, we can train. And then at mental level, no matter what your physical level, busy. But mental level, always calm, restful, relax. Immense benefit for your health. So mental health, body health, very close link. So the ultimate source of mental health is warm-heartedness. That's my belief. Maybe wrong. My friend have to research more research work.